Feature box. Chi Dodge. Henry Chi Dodge was an orphan who had survived the forced march to Bosque Redondo in 1864. Dodge was only a child when the United States Army forced 8,000 Navajo to leave their home and march to Bosque Redondo, New Mexico, where they were imprisoned for 4 years. When Dodge returned to Arizona, he lived with an aunt who taught him English. Because Chi Dodge could read, write, and speak English, he became known as the interpreter. When Annie was 8 years old, her father sent her away to a boarding school for Navajo children in Fort Defiance. Shortly after Annie arrived at school, a terrible illness swept across the country and through her school. Called the Spanish influenza, it had become a deadly worldwide epidemic. One after another of Annie's friends became extremely ill. Caption: Annie's first boarding school was 30 miles, 48 kilometers, from her home. Annie was still able to go home each spring to help with the lambing. Annie, too, got this flu. Fortunately, her case was mild, and she quickly recovered. Many of her classmates were not so lucky. One after another, they died. Once Annie was healthy, the school nurse enlisted her help. One of her jobs was keeping the kerosene lamps clean and filled so that the nurses and patients could see at night. Annie brought water to patients sick with fever. She spooned soup into the mouths of those who had enough strength to eat, but not enough to feed themselves. The school had become a hospital for the students and the surrounding neighbors. Each night, more children died. By spring, the worst was over. The school closed, and Annie returned home. Feature box. Influenza outbreak. The influenza epidemic of 1918 to 1919 was the worst epidemic of disease in history. In just 1 year, it killed an estimated 25 million people. The outbreak started in Fort Riley, Kansas. When soldiers from this fort were sent to Europe to fight in World War I, they brought the flu with them. The flu spread from the soldiers throughout Europe.